Good evening, Bangor High School. Joe Santamina here, adjudicating in the area of percussion. We're at U.S. Band's PA State Champs at Westchester University on October 19th, 2019. I just want to say best of luck. I believe there is a pre-show, so I'll wait to adjudicate. I'm going to assume that this is where the show starts. Just careful with the pacing of the buzz rolls and the four drum on the quads. Not quite sure that the rhythmic alignment front to back between the buzz roll hand speed and the front was together. Yeah, good touch on the buzz rolls out at the edge there, snare drums. Cool, yeah. Love the shaping there. Yeah, just careful, alignment front to back here. Front ensemble's not quite in time with what's happening behind us. Yeah, so it's cool with the 16th notes, just sticking those singles moving. Yeah. Yeah, just careful. Some people in the snare line playing double stops while others are playing flans. I want to make sure that all of those details are defined. Yeah, careful snares out at the edge. It's tough to do. We just got to control a lot of that, 8th note, 16th note material. Yeah, good timing here from the cymbals, driving the ensemble a little bit. Yeah, again, just some player-to-player inconsistencies in the snare line. Just not playing at the same tempo. Yeah, bass drums. They got a real open quality of sound. Just careful with the timing. Make sure those unisons are together. Yeah, I just wish we were getting... Yeah, I just wish the front could get bigger at the end. The keyboards just really grow through that crescendo. Yeah, it's cool orchestration for the keyboard. Just make sure it's together. Yeah, I think it could be shaped a little more. Start softer. Let the vibes just put the pedal down and let that resonate. Yep, again, just little timing inconsistencies between the two vibraphone players. Thank you. not a ton happening percussively here. Yeah, really difficult rhythmic shifts and interpretations. Again, just getting the membership comfortable with what's being asked of them rhythmically and having them understand how it aligns with what's happening ensemblely. Careful of the volume of the ribbon crasher up front. A little loud. Yeah, nice expression there from the battery backfield. Yeah, great use of the shaping here. Nice, neat textures up front. Yeah, I don't think we need to use an actual drumstick on the suspended cymbal there. I think some sort of soft mallet would have helped just get a little bit more of an open quality. A little too articulate. Yeah, good timing there from the battery. Particularly the quads kind of filling in the gap there. Wish it was shaped a little more. Really, you could grow that. Yeah, careful of the right-hand interpretation snares. Just articulate a little more through the drags. Yeah, really tough to do. Fast rhythms, backfield, just make sure it's together between the three sections, snares, quads, and bass drums. Bass drums are a little slow. Yeah, appreciate the vocab backfield snares, just make sure we get the hands keyed together. Careful with the concert bass drum up front. I think, you know, we can, face it towards the front here so we can get all that sound up front. Yeah, again, great timing from the cymbals backfield. I love the triplet hemiola over top what's happening ensemble. Yeah, and just careful to move that last rhythm. Thump, 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 thump. All together in time. Hey, guys, hope my comments have been helpful. Just as a quick wrap-up here, I think there's still some opportunities for how we can integrate some shaping into the performance. There's definitely been some growth since the last time I saw you guys, which is great. And then similar to what I said, I think a few weeks ago, some of the compositional values in terms of what you do with this giant band makes sense for the type of music that you're playing. I just think that there's still some opportunities for variety rudimentally in the battery percussion to really give them some vocabulary that they can dig their teeth into and kind of use those rudiments to drive the rhythmic integrity of the performance. A couple things I noticed up front just through the ballad moment, just be careful between our two vibe players that we're making sure that everything, that all those complex syncopated rhythms are lined up player to player. We get rid of those little player-to-player inconsistencies. Okay, guys, best of luck to you.